I'm Johnny Profane. I never thought I'd be saying this. Welcome season 3, episode 3 of Autistica's Fuck Out Loud. I call this one Neurodivergent Kiss, Autistic Fairy Tale, or Fabulous Marriage. I'm recovering from illness and experimenting with a cloned AI voice. Today, we explore neurodivergent love, unmasking authenticity, and finding joy. Stay tuned for a glimpse into my life and a very, very happy ending. Folks ask about my neurodivergent marriage over and over. Like, is that even possible? Got a story for you. Hun, I gotta go. Her head's down, deep in her government-issued phone, doom scrolling tornadoes and floods in the news. Flick, flick. Okay, sweetie. Flick. Derisive nose snort. Flick. Then she starts, can you just, hun, I gotta go. No kidding. Now. I jump up from my chair in her small trailer, meaning I'm pretty much looming over her now as she sits in her mom's rocker. She snaps her head up, ponytail flying, green eyes widen for a nanosecond of a startle mode, narrowing into a nanosecond of dawning understanding. Then, damn if the love of my life didn't show a nanometer of her crooked grin. Elapsed time? Let's be generous. Call it 5 nanoseconds total for the entire micro gesture. Grabbing my shit up, I fight to spit out words. Anxiety, any words. You know, going now. We reassure each other. A couple quick phrases back and forth. I touch her arm, wheel on my heel. I love you. Kind of a strangled grunt over my shoulder. She sings back. I love you too. From behind, as I grab Gussie's leash, steaming for the only way out. Precisely 2 doors and 3 yellow grandkid trucks, 1 dark narrow trailer corridor, and 18 fucking feet away. I have no memory. How I opened the door, navigated the uneven wooden stairs, climbed the garden path, or ended up stuffed in my armchair in front of YouTube, some 60 feet distant from where I left Kimmy in mid-startle. Gotta say, Gus is a very understanding dog. Now, about my wife. First off, take all the above shit with a Mount Everest of pink Himalayan sea salt. Typically, I boast of the short-term accuracy of my image-based memory, but recalling details when one of my adult autistic meltdowns is coming on? Tain't one of them. So no way that my wife recognizes this event as I tell it. Probably a whole lot of deleted screaming and yelling overlooked. Yet, the story is true in my heart. And this is a very, very happy ending. I've wanted to write for a long time about our neurodivergent marriage, but the topic is so big, so complex, I've been frozen. So I will begin with this simplest memory, still fresh in my mind from yesterday morning's coffee with my wife. A little too much dark political news on YouTube, a few too many wines out of our 2 dogs, an unscheduled event, caffeine and TBH, a toke too many of the old wake and bake. Anyway, a memory. In the moment, I recognize that I'm overwhelmed. Because of sensory input and emotions, I'm in danger of an adult hash autistic meltdown. And I know this because after years of work, there are warning signs. A kind of background hissing noise tingles in my mind, too quiet to notice at first. But as room sounds get louder and louder, the window gets brighter, too bright. My feet dance. I hear my voice louder, and that background hiss builds, builds, builds. Once upon a time, my meltdowns all happened in about the same 5 nanoseconds I talked about at the beginning, sometimes leading to instant, frightening explosions. But those scenes from our neurodivergent marriage are for a later time, the stories of how we conquered one challenge after another. How did I learn to catch the first earliest signs and call in the bomb squad's help? Meditation, for one, helped. A fucking metric shit ton amount of time staring at the back of my eyelids. But evangelism isn't my gig, at least not for the last 30 years or so. So that discussion, too, for another time. For right now, please accept this snapshot of my life living with a partner who knows me. Autistic me. Only a hint of a mask left me, which bears repeating for the folks in the back. The ones who don't grok the existential loneliness, the nausea of an hash autistic mind, wandering cueless in Gaza under a surreal sun where no other being speaks your tongue. To find a partner who knows me, admires me, respects me, and accepts me. Autistic AF as I am me. Damn near exactly as I am. Earth shattering, like a meteor smashing into my backyard. A real Oppenheimer moment, the end of the world as I knew it. But after some mighty aftershocks and a couple of tsunamis, we feel fine. So all those other scenes and the things we learned, things that worked for us, things that never would, for the future, soon I promise. By the way, my wife considers herself typical. We all humor her. Just a quick note to wrap up. Thanks for tuning in. I'm on the mend from my recent illness, but still finding my footing. So expect more poetry, artwork, and short threads as I explore new ways to express myself. Your support means the world to me. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone who might enjoy it too. I'm rebuilding my audience, and your help in spreading the word is the biggest gift you can give. Thanks again, and take care.